Gemara Daf Yudches Simon Beis, quoting the Abaya of Rava, that whether Yesha out of the Tzuros or in other Tzuros, begins by bringing a Raya from the following case. The Gemara tells us the Tani run by Yechezkel, what happens if Tarnagol Shehoshid Rosha La'avir Kli Svuchis V'Takabo Ushvaro? He puts his head into that Kli, and therefore, as a result of the sound that he makes, he breaks that Kli. So in that case, the Braisa tells us, Rabbi Yechezkel, that one is chayiv nezek shalem. Yosef says the difficulty is the following. After all, that Amrei Beirav, that normally is not the case. If a sus will go ahead and make the noise, or a chamor will make noise, and as a result, b'shiver esakelim, you only pay chatzi nezek. So the Braisa says nezek shalem, but yet Rav, right, nonetheless says it's only chatzi nezek. So the Gemara says, isn't this exactly the machlokis? It must be that some type of pattern was established, and therefore this is exactly the issue whether we assume that Yesha Adol Tzuros. According to Rabbi Yechezkel, Yesha Adol Tzuros, therefore Yechaim Nezek Shalem. According to Rav, that is not true, that Ein Ha Adol Tzuros, and therefore that suffix of Rava should be exactly this machlokis. Rav, hu Tana, hu Palik, against the Brice of Rabbi Yechezkel. The Gemara answers that not necessarily. How do you know it's referring to a case where there was a pattern, there was repetition? Maybe it was referring to Bechad Zimna. If that is the case, why should it be Chayv Nezek Shaleh? Maybe that reflects the Machlokas, Simchas, and the Chachamim. After all, according to the case of Simchas, even if one is Mazak Oidei Kocha, you're Chayv Nezek Shaleh, and that is Rabbi Yechezkel, according to the Chachamim, that would not be the case at all. And then the Gemara asks that how can that be? Vaha Mishunahu. For the animal to go ahead and to do so, to put its head in the kli, and then to screech and break the kli, isn't that something that is highly unusual? The Gemara answers that no, that islay bizroni. We're talking about a case that there was food in the kli, and in such a case, that is very normal for the animal to go ahead and to do that, to access the food, and in such a case, this is considered to be that which is urche, it is not considered to be hezek, which is done, ba'ofen hamishuna. Hoshav shat then, the Gemara seems to tell us the following. That according to the view of Simchas, if the animal will go in a normal fashion, because ochel is there, but as a result of the noise that it makes, the sound it produces, it breaks the kli, you're chayiv nezek shalem. Why is that true? This is a case pashub shat of kocho. This is not a case of gufo. This is a case of kocho. But yet it is considered to be a case of urches. According to Simchas, you understand. Kocho is kegufo, one is chayiv nezek shalem. If there wouldn't be any food which is there, Simchas then would maintain that one is chayiv chatzi nezek. Why is it true? Kocho is gegufo dami. But if less bezroni is considered to be ofen hamishuna, and in such a case you're only chayiv chatzi nezek. This is true according to Simchas. And what about according to the Chachamim? Apparently one would argue as follows, that if there is ochel which is present, even then one is only chayiv chatzi nezek, because after all, the hezek was done al yedei kocho, and therefore that's a case of tsuros, and one is only chayiv chatzi nezek for the kli. And let's assume there is no ochel there whatsoever. So now, lachar, you have a twofold problem. Number one, it's done al yedei kocho, tsuros. Number two, it's ba'ofen hamashuna. What would the halacha be in such a case? The Hemshech of the Gemara, then, is beautiful. That's exactly the next Abaya. The Gemara says the following issue, that what happens if you're dealing with a case where it is ba'ofen hamashuna? By Ravashi, yesh shin litzuros levi nezek, o ein shin litzuros levi nezek. No? That's the point. If it's coupled by, number one, ofen hamashuna, together with kocho, maybe you're only chayiv a quarter. So therefore, we who paskin like the chachamim should indicate the following, that if a bizrone, so one is chayiv chatzi nezek mishum tziros. And if less like bizrone, in such a case, lachor, that's the suffix of the Gemara, and either one would be chayiv chatzi nezek, or pas one would be chayiv a quarter of an ezek, and the Gemara ends up assuming that this is considered to be teku a suffix. The difficulty with this is the following, that if you look in the Rif and Avzayin with Beis, the Rif does not say this. The Rif simply quotes that Rai Bar Yechezkel, the Tani Rai Bar Yechezkel, Tarnago Shehoshit Rosho La'avir Klischuches V'tokabo V'shivra Mishalem Nezek Shalem. And the Rif adds, that's only if it's done in a normal fashion, De Islay Bizrone. And therefore, chatzi nezek mishalem. So the Rif quotes simply, Rabbi Bar Yechezkel, your chayiv nezek shalem, is baby zrone, less baby zrone, only chayiv chatzi nezek. Interesting that here the Rif does not mention anything at all about simchas. And in fact, the Rif continues and says, now, Amrav Yosef, what happens in a case of a Sushit Sanav, Chamor, Shinar? In that case, you're Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. Poshub Shat, like the Shita Sachachamim. That after all, that is considered to be a case of Kochu. So the Rif quotes Rabbi Bar Yechezkel. And this is the Kasha of the Balamor. The Balamor quotes the Rif and says, Velohi, that why is the Rif saying that you'd be Chayiv Nezek Shalem if Ochel is present? And if there is no Ochel, you're Chayiv Chatzi Nezek, that what do you mean? That after all, this is only a libid simchis. That no, velohi ela ben dahavi bizrone, ben dahavi bizrone lo mishalim ela ad chatzinezek. Regardless of whether there is food there or there is no food there, you're not chayiv nezek shalem. You're only chayiv. Interesting, the diuk of the balamor, eino ela ad chatzinezek. What does the word ad mean? Pashav shat, a cap. The most you could be chayiv is chatzin ezek. And that which Rabbi Yechezkel said, you're chayiv nezek sholem, right? Yeah, that's according to Simchis, and v'les hilchosa kavasei. So therefore, the Balamor writes the following, Rabbi Yechezkel is libid Simchis. And therefore, the most you could be chayiv is only that key word, ad chatzin ezek. Why? Ad chatzin ezek. Pashav Shat as follows, exactly what we saw in the Gemara, that if there is islei bizrone in such a case, that's urchayu. And therefore, it's kol chol tzuros, then you're chayiv chatzin ezek. And if there wouldn't be any ochel which is there, then you have a twofold problem. Number one, kol chol, but also bofen hamashuna, that's the safek of the Gemara, whether that reduces it to a revia. So that's why the Balamor writes, the most will be chayiv is chatzin ezek, because in the case of leslei bizrona, there's even a possibility that one is only chayiv a quarter. So again, the Balamor doesn't go through every scenario, but Pashub Shat, that word in the Balamor, that eino ela ad chatzin ezek, means the most you'll be chayiv is chatzin ezek, possibly you'll be chayiv less, based on that suffix of the Gemara itself. But that's the kasha of Balamor, that why is it that the Rif cites the shita of Rami Bar Yechezkel? If you look in the Rush, the Rush in Arperek and Simon Beis, the Rush very much plays down the fact that the Rif quotes this. Kol ze kosar alfasi b'lchosav, v'kosav alav balamor v'lohi, very difficult. So the Rush says, no, v'tzarech lomar shlo amad balamor al daito shal arif, that wasn't the intent of the Rif. After all, the Rif obviously is assuming that we paskan like the shita of the Chachamim. We do not paskan like the shita of Tzuros. He quotes the Brice of Rami Bar Yechezkel just to tell us that this is a case of Tzuros, this is a case of Kocho, and then obviously it will depend on the Machlokis between Simchis and the Chachamim. V'lo hevi divrei klum lahodienu debachol ki hagavna choshev Kocho kagufo v'havit Tzuros. The purpose of the Rif citing the Brice from Rami Bar Yechezkel is simply to tell us that this is a case of Tzuros. U'memeli yadana dehalacha kerabanan. And of course then, certainly you're only chayiv chatzinezek. And ve'ilesme bizrone, and if it doesn't have any ochel, then you're only chayiv revienezek, based on the suffix of the Gemara. So again, that the Rush writes that the Rif does not mean to assume we paskin like this, but simply the Rif quotes the Braisa to indicate that this is a case of kocho, and therefore it is dependent on the machlokis between Sumchis and the Chachamim. If you look in the Rashba, in our sugya, if you test some Aleph, Dermaskel de Islei Bizroni, the Rashba understands this very differently. The Gemara raised the following kasha. You're going to argue that this is dependent on Sumchis and the Chachamim? How can that be? How can anyone say Rechayv Nezek Shalem? After all, this is a highly unusual thing for the animal to go ahead and to put its head into the kli. So for that, the Gemara answers that you're right. We're talking about Islei Bizrone, and as such, this is considered to be Urche. Pashub Shat in the Gemara is just simply explaining how is it possible to have a Chiv Nezek Shalem according to the view of Simchis. However, the Rashba writes the following, Ve'efshe Dahashta, T'mukminele Bizrone, once you assume the maskana that you have to argue that there was food in that kli, and therefore Ve'urchehu, and that's normal, and the animal went ahead and put its head in the kli, so therefore the Rashba writes the Chiddush that loved Tzurosu. It is no longer a case of Tzuros at all. Elenishbru begufo, kevan shehichnis rosho besocho. If an animal would not touch, not contact the kli at all the animal would do is emit a sound, and that would shatter the kli, in such a case, that is considered to be a case of kocha, I understand. Once the Gemara says that can't be the case, because that's both in Hamashunah and Al Korchach, you have to assume that the animal is coming in contact with the kli that it breaks, and that contact is direct, so in such a case, that is not Kocho, that is considered to be Gufo. And therefore, you're Chayiv Nezek Shalim, even Alibe de Chachamim. And the Rashba writes, V'chein Nir Limi Divri Harif. This is exactly the Chiddush of the Rif, where the Rif quotes this Bryce Rabbi Yechezkel that you're a Chayiv Nezek Shalem, if there is Islay Bizrone, Sa Alma Lav Mishum Tzuros. So therefore this is no longer a case of Tzuros. Because to assume that the Rif is quoting this Bryce, which is just Aliba de Sumchis, no, that's not true, because after all, this is Shlo Aliba de Hilchasa. And therefore, Ela Fil Rabbanon, when is Chayiv Nezek Shalem, V'lav Mishum Tzuros Gide Amran. Then the Rashba continues and writes the following Chiddush, V'chein mashmali min ha-Yerushalmi. And it's clear from the Yerushalmi that this is the case. After all, D'garsin and Hosam, Yerushalmi writes here in our Perek Beis, Mishneh Beis, Tarnagol shahaya poreach mimakom lamakom. You have a tarnagol that's flying from place to place. If hizik begufo, misham nezak shalim, certainly. If it is, however, beruach sheben kinafav, if the hezek was simply caused through the wind as a result of its wings, in such a case, then the chachamim say chatzin nezek. That's tzuros. V'sumchis omer nezek shalim. Then the Rishami continues, nafach bekeli mushvaram. If, however, as a result of the ruach of the tarnagol, nafach bekelim, and then it breaks it, mishalim nezek shalim. So the Yerushalmi writes the following, Gufo is Nezek Shalim. Kocho, that's the machlokas, Simchas Nechachamim. However, Nofach Bekelim, so that is Nezek Shalim. The Rashba writes, Umashma de Seifa Kuli Almi. It seems from the Yerushalmi that that concluding line is even Alibet Chachamim. After all, because you'll tell me, E, Simchas La Avda Plug de Kedereisha. Because after all, if this was a machlokas, this third case should have been incorporated in the second case. It should say, Beruach kinafav, or else, nafach bekelim, sumchis nezek shalim, nacham achatzi nezek. The fact that this is mentioned independently as nezek shalim indicates that this is true even according to the Chachamim. The Rashba does add that the Lashon HaGemara is somewhat difficult, because in Cain, havi leile meimar ella, the Gemara should have just inserted that one word, of Ella. If the Gemara is continuing with its premise that this is a case of Kochon, it's only b'desumchis, it's a problem of Mishunah, the Gemara says, Hacha mayaskin and dispe bizrone. But if you're going to tell me this isn't about face, this is not a case of Kocho, this is a case of Gufo, in rejecting what we said earlier, and this is even libe de chachamim, so the Rashi just points out that the Gemara should have used the word Ella in order to indicate that that is true, but the Rashba writes that this is apparently the Shita of the Rif. The Rashba continues, right, V'chein nirim eloshen Rashi, and that's what it appears from Rashi as well, because after all, Rashi emphasizes that since Yeshbo Zeronim Bekli, since there is Och in the Kli, it's considered to be Urche Lahachnis Rosho V'le'echol, it's normal for the animal to insert its head, and Kev and Urche Le'echol Urche Nami Litzok, and therefore it's normal when it's inserting its head also to make noise and to break the Kli. The Rashba interprets that Rashi is assuming that that is all considered to be gufo, that is not considered to be a case of kocho, and that's why the Rif assumes, right, that one is chayiv nezek shalim. So again, right, not like the Rash that writes, really the Rif is lav dafka, just indicating this is a case of tzuros, but no, this is a case which is gufo. The raya that the Rashba brings is the Yerushalmi in our perek, in perek beis, halacha beis. That's the mefurish in the Yerushalmi, no doubt. Nafach bekela v'ushvaram mishalim nezek shalim. How can that be? The answer is nafach is considered to be, right, not kofa, but that's considered to be gufo. Why is it considered to be gufo? Why is nafach considered to be gufo? So you see an interesting chiddush, not according to the view of the Rashba. What is the case in the Yerushalmi? What exactly is the case? See, according to the Rashbi, you have to assume the following. The case is like the Bavli. The case is, since there was Ochel in the Kli, and therefore Hichnis rosho besochakli, which is normal because the animal is going to access the food, and then nofach bekela. So in such a case, when it's chayiv nezek shalim, because that's not just simply a case of kocho. Right? After all, there's direct contact with the kli, and therefore that's considered to be a case of gufo. That is considered to be a case of gufo. The question is that really pshat in the Yerushalmi? When the Yerushalmi says nafach bekelav, does it really mean exactly this instance of hichnis rosho besofo v'nacham? Is that really the case? The Yerushalmi doesn't say that explicitly. And this is what the Mare HaPnim points out in the Yerushalmi, at the bottom of the Amud. The Yerushalmi quotes the Rashba, where the Rashba assumes that the case in the Yerushalmi is our case, that the animal is having direct contact with the kli. And if it breaks it, even through its sound, that is considered to be gufo. And what are we talking about? All the details. Hichnis rosho, islei bizrone. The Mar Panim just points out, l'chora ein raya mikan. There's no raya to that from this Yerushalmi. After all, lo chilku ben islei bizrone, lesvei bizrone. Yerushalmi doesn't mention anything about this, the Kim to the Gemara. You have to add so much, according to the Rashba and the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi is assuming what our Gemara writes explicitly, and that is that Yisle Bizroni and Hichnis Rosho. The Yerushalmi doesn't say that. The Yerushalmi just simply says, Nafach Bekelav. And therefore, the Mara Pnim writes the following Chiddush, that the Yerushalmi seems to be saying something entirely different. And that is that Rucho is considered to be Kegufo Dami. Kegufo dami. A different chiddush entirely. The chiddush the Yerushalmi is if the animal just flaps its wings and it produces somewhat of a gust of air and that breaks, that's considered to be kocho. But if it breaks as a result of its kol, that is considered to be gufo without any contact to the kli. The animal emits that sound, and the kli breaks, that, the Yerushalmi's chiddush, is that's considered to be gufo. That is not considered to be a case of kolcho at all. So the Mara Pnim points out that according to the Rashba, again, a very, very great chiddush, right, that you have to assume that hochama yaskin in the cases of the Yerushalmi. The Mara Pnim points out that no, that the Yerushalmi is talking about a straight case, that this is gufo. In fact, the Pnei Moshe just writes in Yerushalmi, ruach haba mipiv kegufo haba. That's all. Not because there's contact, not because it's a bizroni, even if less be bizroni. It's normal for animal to go ahead and to make those noises, and if it shatters a kli, one in fact is considered to be chayiv. If you look in the Rosh Sameach is found in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Tes, Halacha Beis of Hilchos Shabbos. Here the Rosh Sameach writes the following chiddush. That generally speaking, koach kocho is not considered to be kekocho dami. That's something we started to discuss. We'll have to discuss at greater length. Koach kocho, right, is lav kekocho. Where do you see this is true? Rav Sameach writes, you see this from Ritzicha, and he quotes the sugya in Makos and Davches. That was the case of Golos, that a person is not chayiv Golos if he kills someone b'shogeg, I day ka kocho. Rav Sameach adds, v'chein b'shabbos. The same thing is true when it comes to Shabbos. That if a person is zorek mirshus l'rishus, well, of course he's chayiv, because kocho is kegufo dami. So if I propel something, I'm chayiv, just as if I caused it in the most direct fashion. But he writes, that's not true when it comes to ka kocho. You don't find that one would be chayiv on Shabbos, machmas ko kocho. If a person such a chain process, an action, so in such a case you don't find that that's considered to be, right, chilo Shabbos, daraisa. And ukmochen gabe zav be'erevin, we'll get to that gemara, but there are some quotes of sugi erevin daf lamed hey, when it comes to tumas hesed, that we don't assume that ko kocho is considered to be kekocho dami. And then the Rosh Sameach quotes Yerushalmi, Shabbos, Perek Beis, Halacha Hei. He'evir v'kava b'naficha achas. One candle is lit and another candle is not. And a person goes ahead, right, and blows. And you know what he does by doing so? Right? The first candle became extinguished, the second candle lit. Right? The ner was transferred. The Yerushalmi writes that chayev shtayim. You're chayev for mechabe, and you're chayev for mavir. You extinguish candle one, you lit candle two, again, assuming that that was your intent. Right? And by doing so, you're chayev for two different malachos. Why is that true? Even though koa kocho is lav ke kocho dami, however, v'taima de'imtachshov neficha ke kocho, no, the Yerushalmi shita is neficha havi kamo gufo, mishum gufo ka'asi. That is not considered to be ruach piv kocho, in which case one could argue that if I blow and that causes flame A, right, to lean over into flame B, and light, right, candle B, is that called koa kocho? Or Sameach writes, you don't find that koa kocho is chayiv on Shabbos. That is not called koa kocho, where a chain is in motion. But no, because the Yerushalmi shita is that neficha, rucho, is considered to be kegufo dami. That's considered to be kegufo. Or Sameach writes, that's exactly the shitase of the Yerushalmi in our perek of nafach bekelev mishalim nezek shalim. Because the Yerushalmi assumes that rucho, ruach piv, is considered to be kegufo dami. And that's how it's possible to be chayiv even when it comes to Shabbos. Otherwise it should be a case of kocho and koa kocho. It's gufo. That is why one is considered to be chayiv. That's the Yerushalmi l'shitase. If that's true, the Rosh Hashanah points out that's against our Gemara. Because our Gemara assumes that any sound that an animal produces is only kocho. And that's why our Gemara attempts to align this with the machlokas, simchas, and the chachamim. If you assume it's considered to be kocho, good. So then the Gemara asks, yes, but isn't it mishunahu? Right, the animal's going to stick its head in the kli. You have to answer, it's baby zrone. But there's no raya whatsoever from the Yerushalmi to the Chiddush the Rashba. This is Yerushalmi l'shitase that rucho is considered to be kegufo dami, mufurish against the Bavli. That pashut shat is exactly like the Mara Hapnim, right, against, right, the Chiddush the Rashba. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Niskeimam on Perek Beis Halachates, so the Rambam quotes our Gemara as follows. If you have the case of Tanugo Shoshit Rosh Lerekli's Kuchis, if there was Besocho Tavlin, so in such a case, on the Tavlin, of course, you pay Nezek Shalem. On the Kli, you pay Chatzin Nezek. Why? Because that's Siros. You pass like the Chachamim. This is all true if Isle Bizrone. Very good. Right? Nezek Shalem, Chatzin Nezek. And what happens if Hayaha Kli Rekon, if the Kli is empty? So the Rambam writes the following. You're still going to pay chatzin nezek on the kli. Why are you going to pay chatzin nezek on the kli? Here the Rambam writes something different. V'im haya kli reikon, harei ze mishuna, u'mishalim chatzin nezek kechol haknasos. There you're going to pay chatzin nezek as well. The Rambam writes, if it's islei bizrone, you pay chatzin nezek on the kli because of tzuros. If leslei bizrone, then you're going to pay chatzin nezek because that's a case of keren mishuna. And therefore, that's chatzin nezek, which is betoras knas. If isle bizrone, you're chay because of tsuros. And if lesle bizrone, you're chay because of chatzin nezek is a knas. Tsuros, we know, pays min ha'aliyah. Right? One would be potter b'shus rabbim, our Gemara said. If you're arguing, as the Rambam writes, that no, it's a case of chatzin nezek echol ha'knasos, poshab shah, then the chiyuv is only migufo, it's not min ha'aliyah. And furthermore, then you'd be chayiv b'rishus harabim. So if le bizrone, you're potter b'rishus harabim. Less le bizrone, won't be chayiv b'rishus harabim. That's the chiddush that the Rambam writes, a dual basis of chiyuv. The Ravid is masig as follows. Wait a second. In the case of ein bo bizrone, What do you mean? That's a case of Sros, which is done Ayyadei Shinoi. So if it's Sros, which is Ayyadei Shina, so isn't that considered to be an Abaya of the Gemara? And why does the Rambam say you're Chayev? Chatzi Nezek, you should only be Chayev a quarter. It's a suffix of the Gemara. Whether there is any form of Shinoi when it comes to Sros. So if Ein Bo Bizrone, you should only pay Revia. Why does the Rambam write you should pay a case of Chatzi Nezek? That's the kasha that the Ravid raises. The Magid Mishnah suggests the following to explain the Rambam. Avala Rabbanan lo shani le klal. Sha'afal pi mesupak lamim yesh shinui the tzuros. Even though it's true, the next abaya of the Gemara, is there a concept of shinui when it comes to tzuros or not? That is only dafka b'shiyesh shinui beguf ha'maisa. That is only if the maisa hezek was done in a highly unusual way. For example, hatazas tzuros al yedei biut. So a person goes and acts wildly, all of a sudden kicks up stones, that itself is often hamashuna, and in such a case, the stones damage. Aval kishe'en shinui beguf ha'maisa, but if there is no inherent shinui, for example, tkiyas ha'tarnagol, for the fact that the carnagol too makes sounds, there's nothing unusual about that whatsoever. What is the shinui? The shinui is the, not an inherent shinui, but a circumstantial shinui. No. For the animal to emit a sound is perfectly normal. Here, the animal's head happened to have been right in a kli. So in such an instance, the Magid Mishnah writes, there you don't have yesh shinui b'tzuros. If there would be something inherent, and that is the animal kicks, that's unusual, that's called shinui. For the chicken to crow, that's not unusual whatsoever. In this particular case, the effect was unusual because it happened to crow in close proximity of the kli and therefore smash it. That's not considered to be a case of yesh shinui b'tzuros. What exactly does Magid Mishnah mean? That the reason the Rambam writes a chatzi nezek and not a case of revi is because here you don't combine the case of tzuros together with the case of shinui. Why exactly is that true? Why should that in fact be? After all, the Rambam writes, right? If after all it's a kli reik, it's considered to be mashuna, and therefore you only pay chatzi nezek. So isn't this a case of kochel al yidei shinui, and therefore one should pay revia, the kasha of the Ravid? So the Or Sameach on this Rambam, right, Perek Beis Lachates of Niskei Mamon, suggests the following chiddush. Das Rabbeinu. Hatkiya bekli havi orche. The fact that it emitted that sound, that's perfectly normal. After all, derech ha'tarnagol itzkoa. What is the shinui? The shinui is haushata bekli. Mashamoshit rosh l'toch avir hakli. Sticking your head in a kli, that's somewhat unusual. However, dal lo yitachim shelasham revi nezek. But here you can't combine kochel al yedei shinui. Well, what's wrong with that combination? So here, Or Sameach writes the following. Demiman of shach. Im telech achar hahezek. So therefore, shahaya bekochel bekol hatarnagol. Halo hatkia bekli urche bechatzi nezek masham kedin suros. V'im telech achar sibas hahezek al shlosh shomro habalim. Then that would not be the case. Or Sameach writes, you have two options. How is it that one would assess this case? The animal goes ahead and sticks his head in the kli, right, and causes damage through the sound. The hoshata b'kli itself, that is considered to be gufo, that is not considered to be kocho. And that is highly unusual, if the kli is a kli reik. And therefore you should pay chatzin ezek. from the perspective of the hezek itself. The tkia, that is considered to be kocho, but that is considered to be urche. So you have two tracks, you have two possibilities or samachrites. Okay.
First, I'd like to publicly give the Rebbe the Yishakayach. A number of the high school Rebbeim said they remember me from this year, but that is not the reason why I'm giving the Rebbe a Yishakayach. Your Talmidim become Rebbeim, and for that you deserve a big Yishakayach. I'm famous for my questions. Some people say infamous. Well, guess what? New questions. Matonas Lavionim, helping the poor on Purim. There's a YU grad who suffers chronic unemployment. Who helps him get by? The answer is, you do. There's the son of somebody connected to YU who has trouble paying rent. The son of someone else connected to YU who has trouble paying the grocery bill. Who pays them? Who helps them? The answer is, you do. There are kollelim in Eretz Yisrael, in places where they keep Purim on Yud Dawid, that after sunrise in New York and before sunset in Eretz Yisrael, kollel families are provided with Sudas Purim. Who helps them? The answer is, you do. And I could go on for about 150 different families, but let me make it short and say, that's why we collect for Matanos Lavionim. I do take checks, I have change, and I have envelopes for anyone who wants to mail a check, and checks are tax deductible. I like to joke, somebody once gave the envelope to his father. You want this? And I got a check from a candy company. That was a sweet gift. When you get to my age, you appreciate corny puns. 40th year collecting. That. Don't tell Rabbi Cohen, he gets upset. Since I was a senior in MTA. Shkayach.
The question that Ravid raises is why is it that you don't combine in a case of a kli reik, the fact that number one is Gofen Hamashun, and number two, it's Al Yedei Kocha. Why should only be Chatzi Nezek? Why should it not be even less a Revia Nezek? So, Rosh Sameach writes the following Chiddush, that in this particular case, there are two different tracks, and they cannot be combined. When you deal with an act of Hezek, so therefore, Rosh Sameach writes, you have two possibilities. One is the following, the Telech Achar HaHezek. One is that you can look at the effect, the act of the Maisa Hezek itself. And the other is you can look at the Siba Hezek, the circumstance, the cause of the Hezek. So there are two different perspectives that one could suggest in terms of assessing Hezek, right? The bottom line, the Maisa Hezek, or how it was possible, what brought about the circumstances that caused the act of the Hezek itself. And here, the Rosh Sameach writes that these will lead you in opposite directions. If you are looking from the circumstance, the cause, what the Rosh Sameach terms the Sibas HaHezek, the answer is, that is the Hoshat of a Kli. Right? The animal stuck its head in this Kli, let out a call, and the Kli broke. That is considered to be Gufo. The circumstance, the Hoshat of a Kli, that is considered to be Gufo. But nonetheless, that's Al Yedei Shinui. It's unusual for the animal to do so. So therefore, that is one possibility of chatzin ezek. That is all true if you determine based on the sibas ezek. I didn't watch my animal sufficiently, and the animal went ahead and stuck its head in your kli. So therefore, I am chayiv because of that circumstance, that eventuality. The other possibility is to assess strictly from the point of view of maisa ezek. Maisa ezek was the tkiyas ha-tarnagol. That's orche. That's perfectly normal. That's perfectly common. But the kol, again, according to the Bavli, and according to the Yerushalmi, is only kocho. That's not considered to be gufo. And therefore, that is considered to be a case of chatzin ezek as well. But these are two alternative tracks. The Rosh Sameach writes the following, Ve'ech tachos hachevel b'shnei roshim. In order to argue, you should only pay a quarter, and to combine, right, that's a stir minei obey. And that the Rosh Sameach writes, he gleaned v'herani lizeh me'rav ha-magid. He says, this he thinks is pshat in what the Magid Mishnah writes. If the Maisa Hezek itself was done by Ofen Hamashuna, Ba'ata, that's where the Gemara can raise this sort of Yeshim Litzuros. But the Maisa Hezek was Kidarko. The circumstance, the Sibasa Hezek was Begufo, but Ayidei Shinui. So these are two opposite possibilities that are not subject to any form of tziruf whatsoever. And that's exactly why the Rambam writes that these are cases of chatzin nezek, not revi'a nezek. The Rambam writes if it's considered to be a case where the kli is reik, the Rambam writes in such a case, then there's a chiyuv chatzin nezek, but that the Rambam writes is a chatzin nezek, which is Karen Tam as a knas. That is called Gufo Shinui, the Sibas HaHezek, as opposed to being a case of Kocho, which is Urche. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. And the Rosh Sameach goes further and writes, La Zebra Beinu Bahalacho Zayin Veches. And that's the preamble that the Rambam gives. This is Halacha Tes. In Halacha Zayin, Halacha Ches, the Rambam gives you a couple of models. The Rambam writes, there is a Chatzin Ezek of Short Tam. And there is a chatzin ezek of tzuros. And the chatzin ezek of short tam is knas. And the chatzin ezek of tzuros is considered to be mamon. And then now that's the punchline. The Rambam now gives you halacha tes, where the Rambam writes, I'll give you a model which illustrates both possibilities. That's exactly the chiddush that the Rambam writes. That if you're talking about a case of isle bizrone, in that instance, in such a case, that is considered to be chayu b'toras tzuros. If it's ein bo bizrone, so in such a case, that is considered to be a case which is chatzin ezek, which is ba'ofen hamishona. But there one is chayiv because of allowing the animal to go ahead and to place its head in the kli and so on, right? In that instance, one is considered to be chayiv chatzin ezek. It is gufo, but it is done ba'ofen hamishona. But here, it's not subject to any form of tziruf whatsoever. Well, didn't the Gemara, however, ask, didn't the Gemara say that this is something which is highly unusual? So Rosh Sameach writes, the Gemara never suggested it as a tziruf. The Gemara asked this kash according to Sumchis. According to Sumchis, who assumes that kocho is gufo dami, and there's no difference in kocho and gufo dami, and you're chayiv nezek shalem, but the Gemara says, but still, isn't this something which was done by Ofen Hamashuna? That the animal were to go ahead and stick its head into the kli? After all, les be bizrone? That's the kasha of the Gemara. That kasha can be raised according to Sumchis. If you're dealing with kocho kigufo, so therefore you can say it's mashuna. But if you're dealing with tsuros, kocho independent of gufo, the koach was considered to be that which is urchayhu, and therefore you would not go ahead and combine. That's the chiddush that the Rosh Sameach writes within the Rambam Shita. So again, right. Unlike the Ravid that mentions in this case only Revi'a Nezek, no, the Magid Mishnah writes there's something unusual about this Shinui. It wasn't a Shinui in Maisa Hezek. It was a circumstantial Shinui. How did the Tarnagol end up, right, with its head in the kli. And that the Chiddush Dor Sameach elaborates on the Magid Mishnah. These are two tracks. Hoshata b'kli is gufo ayidei shinui chatzinezek is kam. The case of the tkias hatargol itself is considered to be kocho, which is urche, and that is considered to be chatzinezek b'toras surums. Now the Gemara tells us, again related to this exact issue, right, that what is the halacha according to Sumchas? Sumchas, our Gemara writes, maintains that kochu is considered to be kegufo dami. And the Gemara Daf Yotes Amud Aleph raised the suffix of Ravashi, what about koach kocho the Sumchas? Do we assume that that is considered to be kekocho dami? Or do we assume, no, that is not true whatsoever? Kekocho dami olo, mi gomer halacha? The Simchas agree that there is halacha moshe mitzina of tzuros paying a chatzin ezek, but that is only in a case of koach kocho. Or do we assume that no, he denies that entirely, and therefore that is considered to be the suffix? So we began earlier with the critical ha'ara of the Rush. The Rush in our perek in Siman Beis points out the following: from this suffix of Rav Ashi, you see that koach kocho is considered to be Kekochodami. Or Sameach pointed out that we saw earlier in Hocha Shabbos, is that really true? Do we assume that Kekocho is Kekochodami? The Gemara Makos and Avches, when it comes to Golos, the Gemara is explicit that Kekocho is Lav Kekochodami. Boshab Shat, according to the Rush, you would have to argue, as we suggested in the Ran, that that's a separate halacha in terms of Ritzicha, not necessarily indicative of koach kocho b'chol haTorah kula. And since the chi of golos is b'toras rotzeach, so it's like the Gemara Sanhedrin daf ayin zayin, where the Gemara distinguishes between koach rishon and koach sheni, even though that may not be relevant for cases of hezek whatsoever. But you do see when it comes to ritzicha, you see when it comes to golos, that koach kocho is lav kekocho dami. The Sameach that we saw in Shabbos and Tezbeis, based on Yerushalmi, said the same thing is true when it comes to cases of Shabbos as well. You're not chayiv from Leche Shabbos ayidei koach kocho. You're only chayiv ayidei kocho. And that was the Shitase the Sameach brought, that in the case where you blow, extinguishing candle A, which ignites candle B, in such a case, that's not koach kocho, because neficha is considered to be gufo. And therefore that's called kocho. It's not called kocho and the next stage being koach kocho. But the Rush writes that we always assume that koach kocho is considered to be kekocho dami. On what basis do we assume that that is true? Because after all, this suffix of Rav Ashi. Maybe Sumchas agrees that there is a lacha moshe misina of tzurus, but applies in the case of koach kocho. So the Rush writes is very great chiddush. The halacha Moshe Misinai, the gruume tashlumi masa. The halacha reduces. And therefore the starting point must be that you are chayiv. So you see, according to Rav Ashi, that the starting point is kokocho is chayiv. And then you could argue that no, the halacha Moshe Misinai comes and reduces it to chatzinezek, as opposed to arguing that the starting point would have been that koach kocho is lav kekocho dami, and halacha moshe misinai creates a chiyuv. The Rosh says that cannot be. Why? Because halacha moshe misinai legruume tashlum hadasa, and his raya, right, from a very different type of case, right, the Gemara in Sukkah and Avav, as he mentioned, and that is the defanos hasukkah. But the Gemara tells us based on psukim, right, that you need either four defanos or you need three defanos, right, that depends on Yeshem and the Mikra, Yeshem and Masoras, and the Lacha Moshe Misinai comes and reduces. Three means 2 plus 1. Why don't you argue Lacha Moshe Misinai means in addition to? Right, the answer is this Yisod, that's very great Kiddush. This Yisod, the Lacha Moshe Misinai is always coming to reduce. And therefore, that must be the case here as well. So you see that koach kocho is in fact a kocho dami. And even though the Rush writes now is further chiddush, that we don't paskin like Sumchis. Yeah, good, we don't paskin like Sumchis. But that premise is critical. Because the premise that koach kocho is kekocho dami, that goes way above and beyond Sumchis. Yeah, the Gemara is interested in the detailed application of koach kocho. But the assumption that b'chol haTorah kula, without exceptional cases, koach kocho is kekocho dami, that is true even libedei chachamim. The Rush continues and says, however, lo pirush ha-tosus kein. My chiddush is against tosus. My chiddush is that kol, that we generally assume kol koch is considered kol chodom, and lachem moshe misena only comes to reduce. We'll see, for example, the comment of the Netziv that Lachora, Lachem Moshe Misinai can go maybe either way. It all depends on context. Now, in the case of Sukkah, for example, the Torah says you need three Devanos. And Lachem Moshe Misinai is telling us what the shear of the dolphin is. So, to use our terminology, that's not a halacha mechadeshes. That's a halacha mefareshes. The Torah tells us you need a dolphin. Lachem Moshe Misinai tells us this constitutes a dolphin. So isn't it obvious then that the Lachem Moshe Misinai is telling you within that which the Torah tells us, three defanos, you can have a dolphin which is a tefach. What would the other option be? That in addition to the three defanos, this Lachem Moshe Misinai that you need an additional dolphin which is a tefach. As though the Lachem Moshe Misinai is telling us a completely new halacha, which was not alluded to at all, Poshim Shad, one could argue, that's not the intent when it comes to Sukkos and Sukkas. The Lacha Moshe Misinai is Lacha Shiurim, a Shiurim of a pre-existing Chiyuv, a pre-existing Chiyuv of Dofen HaSukkah, where the Lacha simply is telling us the Shiur. It's not creating a new requirement of an additional Dofen at all. But the Rush assumes that this is a Yesod B'chalat Torah Kula of the Rola of the Halacha Moshe Misinai. So he pointed out again that this concept of Koa Kocha, when do we assume that Koa Kocha is Kekocha Dami, Lav Kekocha Dami? So again, the Rush writes, generally assume Koa Kocha is Kekocha Dami. So number one, we pointed out that Gemara Makos and Afches, when it comes to Golos, that certainly is not true. If a person will go ahead and cause Misad Koa Kocha, right, he throws something, and A hits into B, B hits into C, and C hits the person. In such a case, you're potter, and how golos. Ko kocho is not considered to be kekocho at all. We mentioned earlier that Or Sameach and Tezbeis of Shabbos refer to you to another Gemara. That was Erev in Daf Lamed Hey Amar Aleph. Here the Gemara is dealing with the case of Tumas Heset. And here the Gemara writes the following, Zehaklal, Niseit Machmas Kocho, Tameh. If, as a result of the koach of the zav, something is moved, something is stirred, in such a case, that will have tuma. That is considered to be sufficient contact with the zav, who is an av hatuma. If it is machmas re'oda, then tahor. Machmas re'oda tahor. What does that mean? Rashi says the following. Tafach baraglav bakarka. A zav stamps his feet. Umachnas nianua hakarka, and as a result then of the floor shaking, nisei takli, all of a sudden the kli moves. Afal pi shenitak min haaretz, even though it moves clearly, it jumps off of the ground. Nonetheless, tahor, that's not considered to be hesed hazav. Why is that true? Rashi writes, de koach kocho. That's only koach kocho. So you see, when it comes to tumas hesed, right? Kocho, yes, but kocho certainly is not the case. So you clearly have models where kocho is not considered to be kokocho dami at all. Unlike the view of the Rush, where apparently these are all exceptional cases, but the rule is that generally speaking, kocho is kokocho dami. The Rush commented this is against the sheet of Tosus. The reference in the Rush is to the Tosus and Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Here, right, the Gemara deals with what we discussed yesterday, the case of Kelev Shenotal Charara. If as a result of the Kelev taking that Charara, Hidges Agadish, you're Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. So the Gemara said the following, if you listen like Rabbi Yochanan, the Neshem Mishum Chitzav, I understand. That is considered to be Chitzav to Kelevu, and therefore you're Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. That's a case of Tzuros. But if you'll argue that Eshem Mishum Mamono, so in such a case, what do you mean? The Eish was not the mammon of the Baal HaKelev? That certainly was not true. So therefore, how can there be any basis of Chiyuv at all? And that's what we discussed, right? What is the basis of the Chiyuv? of tsuros? Is it simply a kocha kagufo dami, or is it considered to be a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai creating a new type of chiddush, namely that one is chayiv for yitzira satakala, even if it's al yedei behemto, al yedei mamono as well? So the Gemara says the following: Amar Shish Lakish, what we saw yesterday, hacham ayaskin and adi adui. We're talking about a case where the animal tossed it, and therefore it's a case of tsuros. So on the charara, of course, you pay nezek shalom. That's a straight case of shame. Your animal went ahead and ate the charara. Good. On the makam hagachelis, which is only tsuros, so then you would go ahead and you would pay, right, chatzi nezek. On the gadish, that you're potter. That's Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan says, da'ancha anchuye. No, we're talking about a case where the animal placed it down. Not that the animal tossed it. We're talking about a case there, the animal placed it down. So, al ha-charara, on the charara, that's shein, of course, yechev nezek shalem. And on the makom ha-gacheles, you're also chayiv nezek shalem. Why? Because the makom ha-gacheles is regel. The gacheles is shein. The makom ha-gacheles is regel. No, an animal picks up something and puts it down. So therefore, that's considered to be a case of hezeko matzui. Is that animal just walking, and it does that which it normally does? So Rabbi Yochanan says, on the charar yirchayim nezek shalim b'torah shein, on the makam hagacheles yirchayim nezek shalim b'torah regel, al hagadish, wait, you put the coal down, all of a sudden now it starts spreading. That's a case of tsuros and mishalim chatzi nezek. So Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that you pay chatzi nezek for the gadish. So Tosus is bothered by the following question. Reish Lakish was dealing with the case of Adi Aduye. You took the coal and you threw it. The animal tossed it. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. You're chayiv for the charor and makam acheles nezek shalem, and the gadish, that's tsuros. Tosus is bothered by a simple question. If Rabbi Yochanan is convinced that gadish is tsuros, what's wrong with Reish Lakish's case of Adi Aduye? Why did Rabbi Yochanan have to say da'ancha anchuye? Why did Rabbi Yochanan have to change the case? We're talking about a case where the animal put it down, as opposed to the animal tossing it. So you know what Tosfos writes? Lo matzi the member adi aduye. If you want to obligate the Baal HaBehema for the gadish, you can't say we're talking about a case of where the animal tossed the coal, and then the coal ignited the field and it burned. You can't say that. Why? Because that is koach kocho. That's what Tosfos says. So Rabbi Yochanan that says you're chayiv for the gadish because it's kocho, it has to be a case where you directly placed it in the gadish. That's gufo, and then the fact that it continues to burn is kocho, as opposed to adi aduye, which is kocho, and then the field burning is koach kocho. Lo matzi the memar adi aduye val kol hagodish chatzi nezek. Why? Because after all, di'i koa kocho lav ke kocho dami. How can you be chayiv for the field? In other words, Tosa says, there's a suffix of koa kocho, whether it's kekocho or whether it's not kekocho. So no one could say that you're chayiv in such a case. In other words, the suffix of our Gemara Barav Ashi and Afyatesim and Aleph is whether koa kocho is considered to be kekocho or whether in fact it is not. That's against the Rush. The Rush says it's obvious that koa kocho is kekocho, and that's not the suffix. The suffix is whether Simchas agrees to Lacha Moshe Mi-Sinai that notches down. But the starting point is obvious that koa kocho is kekocho dami. Tosfos says absolutely not. Koa kocho is lav kekocho dami. According to the Chachamim, that your chayv chatzin is a concerus, only kocho, not koa kocho. And that's Rabbi Yochanan had to say that if you want a case of tzurus, then the Gadish is talking about an chan chuyah as opposed to an yaduyeh. That's the Chiddush. Tosfos against this. See, this can fit in with the Tosfos L'shitase that we saw in Basar Meikara, Basar Taramana, where Tosfos was not distinguishing between case A, case B, case C. The Tosfos Mabezamayim. Tosfos says, what's the case? Koach sheni. What do you mean? The Gemara says, Sanherit ayim zayin, koach sheni is only called a grama. But the context of that Gemara was Ritzicha. And mabez zahamayim is nizikin. So he pointed out, no, Tosus assumes that what is true of one is true of the other. You don't distinguish. And Tosus was very bothered again, Chulnam Ralef, regarding Nafla Sakin. Why isn't that a good Shechita? Because Tosus is not willing to argue that there's a difference between Shechita as opposed to Nezikin. And that's why Tosus says, Enochinami, that Gemara is only Liba de Reish Lakish, Eshem Yishem Amona, but not if you're Sinek Rabbi Yochanan, Eshem Yishem Chitza. It's not a Shavashem of all those comments of Tosus. Is what is true of Nezikin is true of Ritzicha, is true of Hezek. Well, when it comes to Ritzicha, the Gemara says that if something is a Koach Sheni, that's called a Grama. And that's not a separate halacha when it comes to Ritzicha. This is not a separate halacha of the Gemara Makos and of Ches when it comes to Golos. This is indicative of the fact that perhaps Koach Kocho is Lavka Kocho Nami. Against the Rush. Yeah, and that's exactly why Rabbi Yochanan had to stick with a case of Kocho. Rabbi Yochanan could not go on to a case of Koach Kocho. This is against the Rashba. The Rashba and the Sugya Chav Beis Amar Aleph. Dramasko Bishnam Alaman Dam Reishim Mishum Chitzav. So the Gemara says again, Kelev Shnata Charara Bishnam Alaman Dam Reishim Mishum Chitzav. In such a case, that's chitz of the bala kelevu. You know, Rashba begins making the comments. Sheidlika hu chayiv bakol. When the kelev lights this fire, eishem ishem chitz, we call that tzuros. When you light the fire, that's tzuros. You have nezek shalim. Here the Rashba writes, you see, kishliku hu chayv bakol lefi she'ein din tzuros ba'adam. Right? There's no tzuros when it comes to Adam. It's tzuros kocho, right? Yeah, that's true. Kocho when it comes to mamon. Yeah, we just said yesterday, in terms of ma'isa hezek kocho kagufo dami, there it doesn't matter. Eishim mishum chitzav means, of course, right? There's a full chiyuk, not simply because of any type of tzuros. Rashba continues, Rabbi Yochanan kimna ban chan chuye. The Rashba writes, hu hadin havi matzi l'ukma ba'adye aduye. Rabbi Yochanan could have stuck with the case of Rish Lakish. Could have stuck with that case. Not dafka. Rabbi Yochanan just says, "Efshel efrush mas nisna fi ban chen choye." Ad yadui is a little bit dochuk. We're talking about a case where the animal took a biscuit and there was something attached to it, and he tossed it. And the animal tossed it. Normal case, he just put it down. So that's Rashba writes. Rabbi Yochanan sticks with the pashut pshat. The animal took the coal and put it down. But in achinami, the halacha would be the same. Ad yadui. Yeah, that's like the Rush against Osus. Tosus writes, there was something compelling. Right? You couldn't come up with Adi Adui. That would be a case of Koach Kocho. But Tosus says, no, that Koach Kocho is open. That's the suffix of our Gemara, that Koach Kocho is considered to be Koach Kocho Dami, or is it not? If you look in the Rambam, in Iskei Mamon, Perak Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin, it would appear from the Rambam as well, that the Rambam assumes like Tosus Ushita. When the Ram describes this particular case of Kelev Shnat HaCharara, the Rambam writes, if he nicha b'gadish, if he put it down, so then on the makam HaCharari yukpei nezek shalem, al shar HaGadish yukpei chatzi nezek. That's Rabbi Yochanan. And then the Ram continues, v'im hayim megarger, if hayim megarer, and if you'll go ahead and you'll toss the chala al hagadish, and then v'holeich v'sorev, so then on the makom gecheles you'll pay chatzin ezek tzuros val shar hagadish potter. The Rambam quotes different piskei dinim. If it was a case of Anchan Chuye, like Rabbi Yochanan, and the Shar HaGadish Chatzi Nezek. If it was a case of Hayim Megarer Sachala, Ad Yad Yuye, in such a case, you're only Chayim Chatzi Nezek for Makom Gacheles, a Shar HaGadish Yipoter. It's the case of Mishnah writes. V'divra Beinam Uvor K'divra Tosus. Because in the case of Shar HaGadish, you're Potter. Ko'a Kocha. Why is that true? Why is it that we assume that one could be chayiv in the case of kocho kagufo dami? But the Rambam writes against the Rosh, like Tosfos Shita, that in koa kocho one is considered tipotir. See, here the Rambam doesn't explain. The Rambam just simply writes al shar hagadish potir. What is it about koa kocho? Koa kocho. So the Rambam never explains fully why it is that Koa Kocho is Potter. But the Rambam elsewhere, in Hilchos Rotzeach, the very end of Perek Vav Halacha Tezvav, the Rambam gives us a mashal, a fascinating mashal. There, so the Rambam writes that if a person, right, kills someone, Aydei Kocho, so good. So that person is chayav galus. If it's adi koa kocho, the sugimakos chesam and aleph, a person is potter min hagalus. Why is a person potter? Mipnei she'ein ze mikocho, because the case that I'm described is not one of kocho, elo mikoa kocho. And then the Rambam adds v'nimtze kamo ones. That's like a case of ones. So that's what we'll have to see exactly what that means. What does the Rambam mean? That koa kocho is like a case of ones, and therefore there's no chiyuv. So does the Rambam just simply mean, again, that an ones rachmana patre? Just as if you're potter min a ones in a case of ones, the same thing is true when it comes to koa kocho. Perhaps. And this is why we'll pick up, I guess, the next year. The Rama means something more than that. We'll have to see, as we discussed in the past, but here with many other Marmakomos, what is the nature of the Ptur of Ones? Is Ones simply just a Ptur Onshin, like Shogeg is Pater? Or is there a basis of assuming that Ones is much, much more? Ones is considered to be a Havkos HaMaisa. In other words, that act does not relate to. It's not even considered to be a ma'isaver at all. That which is done ba'ones gomor, it's a hafkas ha'maisa to the point that it's not considered to be a ma'isaver at all. You are not considered to be the osa ma'isa. If we can indicate that that's true when it comes to cases of ones, so maybe that Moshe the Rambam is a very exact one. Right? And that is that cases of koa kocho is considered to be Hafkos HaMaisen, and that no longer relates to you. You began the chain, but there gets to a point where there's no longer any attribution. We don't attribute that aid to you as the first cause. And therefore, Koa Kocho is considered as the Rambam writes in a literal sense, onus. After all, if simply it'll be a Ptur Onshin, well, how do you know that applies in other cases as well? Good, you're not killed as a rotzeach, I understand. But how do you know that in Dini Mamanos, one would argue that koa kocho is not a kocho dami? Because the Torah says that, lanaro sasadavra, meaning that we don't falter for arayos, so therefore she's not killed, so therefore I know that if Hezek has done aide koa kocho, there's no chiyuv tashlumin. How do you know that that is necessarily true? How do you know what is true of Onshe HaGof is true when it comes to Tashlumei Mamon? But if one would argue that Ones is a Hafkas HaMaisa in the sense that there's no attribution, right? The chain is broken. It's not considered to be that which is your act. In such a case, very mistaber to assume that that's not a separate halacha when it comes to Ritzicha or Golos, but that should have much, much broader implications as well. Right, we'll have to see. We alluded to it yesterday, but the Tosfos in Avchav Zayin obeys al damu ad olam. Would that even apply in a case of ones gomor? After all, if you'll tell me that it's a Ptur Onshin, so I can raise the issue, what about when it comes to Tashlumi Mamon? Maybe Onas Rachan Patri is only when it comes to Onshi Haguf, not when it comes to Tashlumi Mamon. If you're telling me more than that is considered to be a hafka, that the act doesn't relate to you, right, the very mistaver to assume that maybe even in cases of Amud Olam as well, that that's not true in a case of Ones Gamun. Right? Here you can take a look at Tosos writes in Avchav Zayin Mabeis that Adam Olam does not extend to Ones Gomer. That's against the Ramban. The Ramban is found in Shit Makobetzes in Bava Metzia and Av Pebeis Mabeis, where the Ramban writes that no, Adam Olam in a very literal sense, even in a case of Ones Gomer, even in Ones Gomer, we assume Adam Olam. So we'll have to discuss those elements, right? To what extent do we assume Ones is a Ptura Hafka? Right, then how that relates, the Rambam's mashal, that what is true of Ones is true of cases of Koa Kocha. Does the Rambam simply mean that there's no Chiyuv Galus, or does it simply mean that the act of the Ritzicha, right, does not relate back to the individual who began that process if the Maisa Ritzicha was done Al Yedei Koa Kocha? Okay, so take a look at the Rush, the Tulsas, the Rambam, take a look at that Ramban and Shin Mitzvah, and Rezo Shem will continue on the second.